KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And the first day of the Iowa High School football semifinals is in the books, and it started off with a pretty wild affair. The first eight-man semifinal of the day yesterday took almost 4.5 hours to complete, and the reasoning behind it, there was a 202 total combined points between the two squads, the highest scoring game in Iowa State football history, and it's the first ever to eclipse 200 combined points. It surpasses the previous eight-player mark of 178 that was set back in Baxter's 90-88 win over Meskwaki Settlement last year, and the 180 combined points that was set in the Council Bus Thomas Jefferson 99-81 win over Sioux City North back in 2018. Remsen St. Mary's came out on top 108-94 over Montezuma, as Remsen St. Mary's will advance on there to the eight-player state championship. It was a very back-and-forth game. Lots of points scored early. The two teams combined for over 1,400 yards of offense. Montezuma put up 804 total yards, for most in the single game in eight-player history, and the second most ever behind Thomas Jefferson's 807 back in 2018. Remsen had 693 total yards of offense, the second most ever in eight-player history. Montezuma passed for 744, and it was over 550 yards on the ground for Remsen St. Mary's. So that's kind of the difference in how things went. Two teams that do it very differently, and eventually the ground game of Remsen was what came out on top. Trey Shearer, the receiver for Montezuma, recorded 389 receiving yards and 7 touchdown receptions, both the second most all time on 20 total catches. It's most ever by an eight-player participant in history. It's also the seventh time ever that a player recorded 20 catches in a single game in state history as well. The two teams combined for more points than they had enrollment. 155 students enrolled in those high schools between Montezuma and Remsen. And, of course, 202 total points were jumped down there in that contest. And it's a very good game, obviously, in one way or another. And Montezuma's season ends at 10-1. They actually led 60-36 with 6:24 left in the third quarter, but Remsen assumed control from then on, outscoring the Braves 72-34 over the final 18-24 of that game. Remsen now 11-0 on the season, and they'll advance again to that championship game. Quarterback Blaine Harpenow for Remsen rushed 40 times for 354 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also completed 11 of 22 passes for 134 yards and 4 more scores. Also in the other eight-player game yesterday was the Fremont Mills Knights getting themselves back to a state championship game as they knocked off the defending champion. They beat the Don Bosco Dons 32-30 in a good matchup there yesterday. Seth Malcolm led Fremont Mills, which improved to 8-1 overall. The Nebraska signee rushed for 293 yards on 40 carries and scored 4 touchdowns, including 3 unanswered that turned a 14-6 Don Bosco lead into a 24-14 night advantage that they would not relinquish. Malcolm also added a team-high total of 10 tackles in the game. Don Bosco's season ends at 10-1. They've won 3 of the last 4 eight-player state titles, but Fremont Mills advances to the title game this time for the third time in their history and the first time since 2014. They won the eight-player title back in 2011. The eight-player state championship game between Remsen St. Mary's and Fremont Mills will be coming up next Thursday. That'll be a 10 o'clock kickoff there at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The night ended with the Class 3A contest, and Harlan scored 44 unanswered points to rout Boyd and Hole Rock Valley and move within one victory of their 13th state championship in school history. That was a 44-7 victory last night there for the Cyclones. They didn't start the game well, though. Boyd and Hole Rock Valley posted a 13-play, 73-yard drive on their first possession to go up 7-0, but, of course, that's all they would score the rest of the way. Harlan answered back on a big play, tying it on a 65-yard touchdown toss from Tegan Casperbauer to Aiden Hall. They took the lead on a 25-yard interception return for a touchdown by Brendan Bartley and then added a field goal before halftime. They ended up getting another pick six early on in the second half and pulled away for the win. Cyclones posted 347 yards. Casperbauer threw for 175 and 2 scores on 11 completions, and 5 of those going to Aiden Hall, who had 107 yards in that contest. So Cyclones moving on. They'll take on North Scott. North Scott won a wild one in the nightcap as Parker Ruth caught a 7-yard touchdown pass from Carter Markham in overtime, and the defense stopped Cedar Rapids Xavier to escape with a 17-10 triumph in that 3A state semifinal. It's North Scott's first ever trip to the Dome this year, and now they advance to the championship. They're 8-1. They'll take on the Harlan Cyclones in that championship game in 3A next Thursday at 7 o'clock there at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. So let's look at your semifinal games there from yesterday. Now, coming up here today, more action on the way as Class A and 4A teams will get out on the field. And one of those games features the St. Albert Falcons. Top-ranked Grundy Center will bid for a second straight trip to the Class A championship when they take on the 10th-ranked Council Bluffs St. Albert squad in that semifinal game here today. Grundy Center coach Travis Zajic is concerned about the Falcons, despite seeing them as an underdog in the game.
They're a dangerous football team. I think they're better than 8-2. Those two losses were, they're trying to find their way and playing some really good competition. But since then, they've been on fire. And they have a distinct look to them on film, incredibly confident bunch, playmakers all over the field. It's going to be a true test to who we are and what we want to do to contain them and to be able to win the football game.
He says, as always, a key will be limiting mistakes in a big game like this. He says his Spartans team is ready for that difficult test, though.
We are laser focused, eyes wide open for St. Albert. We know what they're going to bring to the party. I think they have a sneaking suspicion what we're going to bring to the party. It's going to be fantastic atmosphere to play in the Dome once again. We're excited for the opportunity.
Kickoff for that one set for 12:30 today. That's the second Class A semifinal. It'll get started this morning at 9 o'clock as St. Ansgar takes on Iowa City Regina. The Class 4A semifinals tonight at 4 o'clock, Southeast Polk will take on Pleasant Valley. And then at 7:30, Ankeny takes on West Des Moines Dowling Catholic. That's a look at your schedule for today's state semifinal football play. And another sporting note, a lawyer for 13 black former Iowa football players says that he has filed a lawsuit alleging his clients suffer racial discrimination under longtime coach Kirk Ferentz. The plaintiffs include former star running back Akram Wadley and all-time receptions leader Kevontae Martin Manley. They have said they allegedly suffered serious and pervasive discriminatory treatment and harassment, according to their attorney. The plaintiffs have alleged they were demeaned with racial slurs, forced to abandon black hairstyles, fashion, and culture to fit the, quote, Iowa way promoted by Ferentz, and retaliated against for speaking out. Iowa has previously rejected their demands for personnel changes and millions in compensatory damages. The NFL last night, the Colts in Tennessee share the AFC South lead now at 6-3 following the Colts' 34-17 win over the Titans in Nashville. Phillip Rivers completed 29 of 39 passes for 308 yards and a touchdown as the Colts handed the Titans their third loss in four games since a 5-0 start. And at the Masters, Paul Casey seems to have shed the memory of a disappointing performance 19 months ago. The 43-year-old Englishman is the clubhouse leader at Augusta after shooting a 7-under-65 in the opening round. He made an early exit at last year's Masters, shooting 86 and 82 to fall well below the cut line. He got on a roll early this time around with an eagle at the par 5 second hole, tacked on 5 more birdies to match his lowest score ever at the Masters, grabbing a 2-shot lead over Webb Simpson and Xander Schauffele. Tiger Woods is at -4 as he seeks a record-tying 6th Masters title. It matched his lowest start ever at the Masters and was his first bogey-free round in a major since the opening round of the 2009 PGA Championship at Hazeltine. Play had to be suspended by darkness caused by a 3-hour rain delay in the morning. Justin Thomas was on course at 5-under through 10 holes when he and 43 other players were forced to leave the course. So get started again here this morning. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.